We gon' keep moving and keep blessing y'all's ears with this beat music and keep it moving with this movement.
Hello? Hello? Okay, I think we're back on the air. Sorry about that. There was some technical difficulties. If you're just coming in on the show, we're just coming in on the show as well. There were some problems. I'm Demetra Stewart, of course. I'm host of Ambition Radio here on Survival Radio Network, the network you can't live without. And I hope everybody's coming in. I'm trying to chat with everybody, too, and let them know because I'm getting a lot of messages as well. But for those who don't know who I am the CEO of Ambition Media. Ambition Media includes, of course, my magazine, Atlanta Ambition Magazine, which is a lifestyle magazine for women who are business owners, have prestigious titles in business, or just aspire to be in business. Also under Ambition Media is my cable channel, Ambition Television Networks, which airs on Wisecast Television on channel 519. Ambition Television Networks is a unique channel. It spotlights independent talent in front and behind the scenes. So if you or anyone that you know is an independent filmmaker or if you're an independent music artist with videos, please send me your content to be broadcasted on this global channel and, you know, really get the exposure that you truly deserve. And for those who don't know about Wisecast Television, you definitely need to go and you need to download it. You need to go to www.wisecast.tv and go to Get Access, and in the promo code you can put Ambition, and that's the word ambition, with a Z instead of a T in the promo code, and go ahead and download it for free. It is absolutely amazing. It's digital cable. It has hundreds of channels. It's, you know, compared to Comcast, DirecTV, all of those networks, same thing, channel guide, pay-per-view, on demand. It's totally amazing. You need to make sure that you check that out as well. And also under Ambition Media, of course, is Ambition Talent. Now, that's my talent agency. It is a unique and elite talent agency. I am revamping and hiring some of the most ambitious and talented people as agents, and we will be in search of all talents all over the world to represent and make your dreams come true. And one of my clients, actually, she's my personal chef. Her name is Sarah. She's a culinary chef who can cook everything. She makes great soul food, American food, of course, healthy food, Haitian, Jamaican. It's all fabulous. She's even chosen as a contestant on the next season of Hell's Kitchen, so we're excited about that. And she is awesome at catering events, so if you are in the Atlanta area, make sure to use her at your next event or have her cater your dinner party or romantic dinner for two. I mean, whatever. Just make sure you taste her food because you will totally be blown away. Now, for more info on Sarah or, you know, any questions related to anything that has to do with Ambition Media or me, you can, of course, call 1-888-702-3390. And also I wanted to give a shout-out to Teacher Lampley, who is creator of the new reality series that will be coming out soon called Independent Ladies of Atlanta. And I just happen to be a cast member on the show as well, so this is really exciting too. And you're going to get to see the inside of my life, how I run my businesses, and just me be a workaholic, if that's interesting, I guess. So that's going to be pretty cool, putting it all out there like that. So I want to give a big shout-out to her. And tonight's show is going to be great. I'm going to be chatting with two friends of mine, and they are huge supporters of the Ambition brand and me. We support each other like they're really good people. One of them, of course, is April Holt Smith. She is the CEO of Butterfly Cosmetics. She just premiered her cosmetic line like in February. It was like the beginning of the year, but it was this year. And it is blowing up. Like, she's doing huge things. It's really awesome to see her doing that. So I want to talk to her about that. And another great friend of mine, a photographer, and he's a filmmaker as well. His name is Chuck Brown. He's a really good friend of mine. He's doing awesome things as well. So I'm excited to talk to him about that, too. And there's a few things when I researched that I found out about him that I had no idea. So it was pretty cool. So we'll talk about that, too. And I'm going to talk to them a little later, but you know what's coming up next. I have to, of course, do my celebrity juice. And when I come back from the commercial break, I'm going to have my girl Sherry from WRN Radio. She's a friend to the show. She's been on before. We're going to discuss a little celebrity topic. So hang tight, okay?
Why are over 150,000 people a month joining the 90-Day Body by Vi Challenge? Because we're North America's leading weight loss and fitness challenge. No gluten, no lactose, diabetic-friendly, kosher-certified, 100% risk-free, 100% guaranteed, and it gets better. Lowest sodium, lowest sugar, lowest carbs, and with over 300 recipes to make your shakes fantastic every day, this is not a fad. This is a movement. Join the Body by Vi 90-Day Challenge at www.ambitionchallenge.com. That would be ambition with a Z. Are you up for the challenge?
And we're back, and you're listening to Ambition Radio on Survival Radio Network, the network you can't live without. And I'm your host, Demetra Stewart. And hopefully, it's time for some celebrity juice, so hopefully I got my girl Sherry on the other line. Girl, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. I am here.
What's up, girl? What's going on?
Nothing much. What's been happening since the last time we spoke?
Everything. You know how it goes. There's always something going on in my life.
Hey, that sounds good by me. When I grow up, I want to be just like you.
Okay, well, I appreciate that because I want to be just like someone else too, but Oprah. So I guess we can fall in those tracks, I guess.
Hey, you know what? You go for Oprah, and I will go for the young woman that did The Gap. She is 80 years young.
Okay, dang. 80 years young? Okay.
Yes,
well, yeah, I want to forget that. I want to be like her too then.
Yes, ma'am. She's one of the richest women in the world. She got Oprah beat by a few million.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Once you go past that rich, I guess, well, I don't, you know what? I don't even know what the specific number to say that you're rich is. You know, everybody's level of success is different. So
that's
I don't
true.
Know. I think $5,000 you're rich sometimes, so I'm like that, so I don't know.
Well,
but anyway,
if you don't have it, it is.
Yeah, totally. So what's been going on with, you know how I keep saying it every week, but TV now is so lukewarm ever since, you know, Love and Hip Hop, ATL went off the air. But there's a few little things going on. I'm ready for Real Housewives of Atlanta should be coming up soon.
Yeah.
I'm excited about that, but, oh, speaking of Love and Hip Hop ATL, I don't know if it's been confirmed yet, but from what I've been reading, they said there's rumors that you remember Erica and Scrappy's situation as far as Scrappy being with Diamond before.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, there's rumors that Diamond and Soulja Boy are going to be coming on the show next season.
Interesting. Well, hopefully little Scrappy would be there. The last I heard, he was going to court. So, you know.
Oh, no. Why now?
I guess it's violation of probation. He was in jail last week, and they spoke to his mother, and she confirmed it. So, like I said, the last I heard, he was going in front of the judge. So I'm hoping everything is okay. And I don't understand rappers nowadays or hip-hop artists or whatever you want to call them. Isn't that cool to be in jail? That's not a positive role model. You know,
I mean, no, it's not. But on one hand, I will say, I mean, I see how when you're in a certain platform in life, how you people feel that you're obligated to be a certain type of role model or whatnot. Some people end up on a platform by accident. And some people, I think, just because you are on a certain platform, like me in general, like some people have told me that I am a role model to them, which is very flattering.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not perfect, and I'm not trying to be, like, for anybody. I'm always going to be me, and I'm going to do what's right and what's best for me. And, you know, you're going to piss people off regardless of what you do. There's always going to be somebody mad at you. So I think being a role model or somebody specifically looking to be a role model, I think you're really setting yourself up because you're going to make mistakes. You're human. And once you make that mistake after being clouded in such a limelight as role model, you know, it's a lot worse when you mess up.
Yeah, it truly is, but that's that thing where you're walking on eggshells because you're underneath this magnifying glass. So
yeah,
if you go and use anything, do anything the wrong way, it's taken out of proportion. And a lot of times, too, your publicist keeps you in the mind's eye, you know that saying, out of sight, out of mind. So, I mean...
Uh-huh.
For me, if I was going to jail, which thank God I'm not, I wouldn't want that advertised. I don't tell my publicist, no, keep that away from the public. You know, that's just me, per se.
Yeah, but depending on what type of level of fame they want to be on, because some of them don't care as long as your name, you know, their names are in the limelight. But, like, you know, like I said before, you have to understand these people are human. You know, if they go to jail or if they had other issues that happened before, you know, sometimes a lot of this jail stuff, it happened, you know how it takes so long, and trust me, I know, you know how it takes, like, a long time to, like, go through court and all the whole process takes a long time. Who knows? This could have been stuff that's been going on with him before he even started filming the show or anything like that. So I would never, I don't judge people based off of what they do or whatnot. I just think more to him that it would be sad as far as the show, because I think he's going to be replaced anyway. I don't know if it's true, but from what I heard, if those two are coming in, I heard that they were going to replace them, replace Scrappy and Erica for those two, which I hope not, because it'd be really interesting to see the four of them on the same show.
That, yeah, that would definitely boost ratings. Definitely.
Yeah, I would totally watch that. So I hope Scrappy gets that situation together. I know his family a little bit, so, you know, I hope he gets it together or whatnot.
Well, yeah,
I hope it works out for him.
We go out for him.
Yeah,
wow.
But to move on from Love and Hip Hop ATL. Oh, let's talk about you heard Chris Brown dumped his girlfriend, and you know why.
Yes, him and Rihanna are back together.
Did they officially say that, or we're all assuming because it's probably true?
Well, it was speculations going forth in the newsletter with BET. Okay, and that's one of the reasons why he had to go to in front of the judge, because he violated his probation, which he was caught kissing Rihanna. Yes,
you know,
ma'am.
What? Good for them, man. And this is why I'm saying this, okay? Because I know a lot of people are probably going to get mad because I'm saying this, but oh well. The reason why I'm saying this, people make mistakes. I cannot say that enough. Like, you know what I mean? Just, I know what he did was horrible. There's no way I'm condoning that. I've been through that. Like, it's not funny. You know, but I think as far as the time that they did have a part to kind of grow up a little bit, you know, they were young and stupid. He made a mistake, and he totally apologized for it. He did everything that he needed to do. If she chooses to give him another chance, I mean, who are we to judge? That is their business. Hopefully it'll work out for the best. If it happens again, she needs to do the Lorraine Bobbitt. But until then, if he's, like, straight, then, like, leave it alone. Like, a lot of people are really against it, which I understand, but she's a grown woman. Just be there for her and just pray that they're more grown now and that this won't occur again.
Well, you know, with that being said, there's always three sides to a story, okay? His, hers, and the truth. So yeah. we only got what the media wanted us to see. So, you know, we don't know what went on exactly.
Well,
okay, but again, that's their business. At the end of the day, they're the two that's going to be together. They're the two. When it's time for them to die, they have to face their own judgments. And if they're happy, I'm happy for them. If they're not happy, I'm still happy.
Yeah, and you know, as far as the three sides of the story, you're absolutely true. But I'm sure she didn't drop kick herself. Somebody drop kicked her in those pictures, that she was tore up. And he did admit it, too, so, I mean, which was cool, too. At least he was man enough to admit it and have a good reason and apologize for it.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
I still haven't got my apology, but anyway, yeah.
You're right. He did admit to it. But, you know, like I said, there's his, hers, because we don't know all that she has done to him, because I understand that she came, one of her ex-boyfriends came forward and said she used to abuse him and hit him. How true it is, I don't know. But I'm happy for them. Like I said, if they're happy, I'm happy. You know, and they were really missing each other. And, if, you know, who know how far it would have gone if the cop didn't get involved, if the media wasn't there. They probably would have been back together sooner than this.
Either that or dead. It depends on which way it would have went, because maybe that was just a sign from God, like, okay, you're going too far now. And they needed that separation.
Yeah.
So, well, best of luck to, you know, Rihanna, Chris Brown, big fans of both of them. Did you watch the big movie everybody watched on Sunday, Steel Magnolias?
Yes, and it came on again last night. When I watched it on Sunday, I was so sleepy, so I went to sleep in the middle of it. But yesterday, I had the pleasure of watching it over. And when I say Oscar for Queen Latifah, that woman act her. Can I just say she act
her?
You know what, off.
I love her.
And the best part about it, it was the debut of Felicia Rashad's daughter. So she did a good job as well.
She did a good job.
Mm-hmm.
The whole dynamic of the movie, there was a couple of scenes where I was kind of disappointed. Well, there was a couple of things that weren't in there that I was disappointed. Like, man, if you're going to take it all the way as far as actually imitating the original movie, because they were pretty much down to a T as far as, you know, creating the actual movie over again.
Mm-hmm.
But they left out, like, some good stuff, and I was like, no. But other than that, they did. It was a good movie. Everybody really played their role.
Yes. Yes, they did. They did. I mean, and it was, like, so realistic because to put yourself in a mother's role of losing a child, that is something that's unimaginable, okay? And then to stand there and have a really strong front, knowing the inside of you is tearing up. And like she said, she was supposed to die before her child. Every parent believed that they're supposed to die before their children, you know, and sometimes it doesn't happen like that. But I was like, gosh, you know, and it also brought out some inner soul searching for me, because if I was in that situation in terms of being on a life support,
yeah.
Would I want to be there? Would I want my kids to go through that?
Girl, you're going to have me crying. I don't even have kids.
Right. And, you know, and then I thought about just bringing back memories with Tamika and Usher and them having reasons to go through that.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
I could. You know what? I was, like, sick for almost a week when that happened. Like, seriously, I was not feeling good. That just really bothered me.
Yeah.
And she had to, and not only that, you know, she had to deal with that in real life.
So that those, and I'm sure it probably raised questions in a lot of people. Do you want to go through that? I mean, I know it was diabetes, and diabetes went to kidney failure, and that's something else. Diabetes is no joke.
Yeah, a lot of people, they just take it lightly.
No, that's no joke. I lost a sister to that. That is,
and
yes, it does affect your body. It does affect your heart. It does affect your kidneys. So when that young woman, when she played, she really played that part. Okay, and at the beginning, I could have slapped the you-know-what out of her because she was really, really nasty to her mom.
Yeah.
You know, but in the end, who's always there? Your mother.
Her mother gave her
kidney.
Yes, I can attest to that.
Yeah, she gave her her kidney. And then I'm sure if her mother would have known she was going to pass away, she probably would have kept that kidney. You know, I'm not trying to be funny. But
No offense, you know, when it happened.
Right.
I was, like, thinking to myself, can she get a refund? Like, not a refund, but, you know, can she get it back, whatever, but, you know, I'm
Yeah,
sorry.
Why she's still on this life support machine. Because
yeah,
because
it was, like, 5 minutes later.
Right. Chances are, if you're going to be on life support, you're really not coming back, okay?
No.
Without a strong miracle of God. So when we're doing that, can you just, like, replace my kidney now?
For real.
Like, I can use it for the rest of my life, you know? So, you mean.
You're terrible. But it was a good movie.
Yes.
You know what? One thing that just kind of disappointed me.
What's
okay,
that?
You remember the original one? Sally Field, of course, played the original, who Queen Latifah was playing in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
And when Shelby passed away and they had that funeral scene outside when she broke down.
Mm-hmm.
I wish it would have been on this one, like the real breakdown, because that always has me like crying.
Right. Or just to bring a little humor into it, remember on Meet the Brown, the movie, when they were burying the father, and LB went over and pushed the sister in the grave?
Can I steal Magnolia's a comedy?
That would have been funny.
No. Oh, have you heard about Mr. Terrell Owens? He's like begging to play for the Jets now.
Wow. Wow. Would you believe somebody is trying to ring while I'm on the phone?
Ring who?
They're trying to ring my phone when I'm on the phone with you. How rude.
That's hilarious. So they're going to have to wait.
Well, you know, sometimes you got to face reality. When your time is up, your time is up. And it's getting to the point where his time, his career is coming to a closure. And I guess, you know, it's hard to accept you're getting old.
Wow.
You know. Getting old.
How old is he?
If he's pushing middle 30s, he's getting old.
Hey, I'm mid-30s.
But you're not out there running up and down the field, okay? You're not getting tackled. You know that. You know those helmets take a toll on your body. Running like that take toll on your body.
You know
your knees, your hips.
I'm sure it does, but when I'm watching football, I'm watching their body. I'm not watching all the other stuff.
Girl, don't they look good in those
okay.
pants? Oh, man.
In the pants? Oh, my God. Okay, that's another show.
Yeah.
But, and also in entertainment news right now, one of, like, the oldest, not they're not old like that, but one of the couples that have been married for so long,
yes.
Rhea Perlman and Danny DeVito, they're separating.
Hurt.
What, after 30 years?
I was hurt. I was
Me
like,
too.
They were Hollywood, to me, best known couple, especially in the movie with the little girl. Excuse me.
Matilda?
Yeah, Matilda. Guys, they, you know.
That's
and he got the hat glued to his head. They were so, can I just say, cute. And then when they put on there that they were separating, I was just devastated. I couldn't believe it. It's like, wow. It can't be.
Either they, I would say, they grew apart.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. It had to be really bad to leave after that long.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, sometimes you stay in a relationship just to, and I'm saying this to the women because, you know, I experienced it. You stay in there hoping he's going to change, and then you never know. It could have been maybe not in their case, the physical abuse. That mental abuse, that's a dangerous thing.
Oh, yeah. That's okay. The most dangerous.
Right, because with the physical abuse, they can see that you're actually being abused and your face is swollen. And, yeah, chances are you're going to heal. Maybe a little disfigured, but you heal. But that mental abuse, you don't know what that person is thinking.
True. No, that's true.
And for that, you know, we may say they're a cute couple, but we don't know what's going on the inside. She probably stayed there to raise the children. She probably stayed there because she thought it was the right thing to do, or he probably stayed in it. And I'm saying she, it could have been the opposite direction, you know, the other way around. He probably stayed in there hoping that she would change, you know. Then you have both of them are well-known actors, so you know they were making pretty decent money. So, you know, it could have been a money factor. Then after a while, it's like, she got enough. Enough is enough is enough is enough.
I hope he wasn't abusive physically.
I hope so, too. I hope it wasn't a thing where it was an abusive relationship. Maybe he had the 30-year itch, you know?
The 30-year? Man, I would dropkick Danny DeVito's little butt if he tried, please.
Right, maybe after 30 years.
I love him, but please.
No.
He to bend down and charge at me like a bull. I'm serious, because I'm Jack Chan in that butt, for real.
He got the 30-year itch, just like, what's his name, with the granddaughter got the 70-year itch, and he ended up marrying her. Now, come on.
Oh, who, Woody Allen?
No, not Woody. Oh, him. He had that itch, too. No, what's the guy's name? You don't see him anymore. Too much anymore. Gosh, the old black guy. Oh, gosh.
Ooh.
You know, I hate when somebody is on my tongue and I can't, you know, he divorced his wife a few years back and married his granddaughter. I would have beat that man with a frying pan.
What?
Grip ball. Gosh, I can't think. You know it's going to come to me after we get off the phone, right? He played on Kiss the Girls.
Morgan Freeman.
Yes, him.
He's dating whose granddaddy? His grandma? I mean, grandkid? I'm like all twisted up.
No,
where?
He married her.
What? No.
Yes.
Like recently?
They maybe a couple years now. They still together, as far as I know. He divorced his wife and married his step grandchild. I said that was the nastiest thing I ever heard.
Wow. Dang, Morgan, you doing it like that, bro?
Man, you probably have a pacemaker now. Can you say Viagra? We don't get in trouble. Somebody going to get us.
We going to get you.
Let me stop.
Dang, I didn't know he was that old. Wow.
He's 70-something. Oh, not the big grandpa. And well, he is grandpa, really. What do you say? What do you say to him? Hello, baby. Hi, grandpa.
Wow.
Oh,
hi, yeah. Grampy.
Yeah, yeah.
You are, speaking of, you watch The Real Housewives of Miami?
Oh, yes. Now, you know what? I know they took reality show a little bit too far. That woman had Botox done to her face.
Which
okay.
one?
The older woman. She had the red dress. But they were right. She walked up into this. First of all, she got out of this white Bentley's. I was like, oh, go ahead, sister.
Oh, yeah, they're balling like that over there.
Then she walked into the jewelry store, and they had a close-up on her. I was like, what the hell?
They closed the store for her?
Yes. I'm like, wait a minute. Couldn't they have waited on that scene until after the Botox treatment wore off?
I don't get all that stuff. Well, you know what, I'm not even going to say nothing, because if I end up a millionaire and all that stuff and I want to tweak a little stuff, and then I don't want to come back saying, oh, I would never do that, because I don't know what my mind frame would be like as far as, and I'm not talking like major cosmetic surgery. Like, I wouldn't completely change how I look. But if I wanted to get like, some stuff done,
mm-hmm.
I think if you're able to afford it, and if that's what you want to do, I don't have a problem with that. And I don't have a problem with other people doing it as well. I just don't get it. I don't get the fake butts.
I don't understand that.
Like, how do you sit on something, like, that's not part of your body? Like, that would feel weird to me. And then getting the stuff shot up in your face, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, see, okay, I don't have any problems with her doing it, but on TV, you know, a reality show, you bring, and, you know, if I see her in person, I'll probably remember that fat lip. I'm like, oh, gosh, didn't that hurt?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're evil on that show, man.
Oh, yes. And then this woman went on, and, you know, just to have money like that, go in there and say, okay, I'm going to buy this mansion. I don't like it. You know what? I'm going to tear it down.
I know.
I said, that was the craziest thing. Then the other one turned about, oh, baby, I just bought a yacht. He goes and his, why can't I meet somebody like that? He's shivering. He opens the door
because,
for her.
Because trust me, if you get a wealthy lifestyle, wealthy relationship, sometimes you have to sacrifice other things
yeah.
to live a nice lifestyle. Trust
yeah.
me. I know.
He's like, baby, I just bought this yacht. I want you to decorate it with it however you want it, and then I want you to move in there. She said, well, you know, I need a lot of closet space, and I need this, that, and a third. I said, you just got a yacht. Whoa. The closet.
Well, you, I don't know. I don't know. That's stupid to me. I wouldn't buy all that kind of stuff anyway if I wouldn't go crazy like that. I'd be more sensible with things if I had money like that. I was young and dumb before when I had lots of money and did dumb stuff with it. So now that I'm older and I appreciate the hard work and, you know, the grind to earn it,
mm-hmm.
I think I'll appreciate it more and I'll be a little more savvy with it. But
yeah.
I'm going to have to let you go, Miss Sherry.
Okay, Miss CD, it's been
but
fun.
I appreciate you coming on the show again. I had fun with you. You always got to say something crazy. It's going to make me laugh.
Oh, yes. I hope the audience enjoyed it, too.
You're crazy, girl.
I look forward to us doing it again one day. And the next time, I guess I will be a little bit more serious. I don't know. It just
girl,
depends.
Please. The world is too serious. You're good.
It just depends. You know, it just depends. And,
all right, girl. So thank you for coming on the show.
Okay.
And
it
I will talk to you
my
next
pleasure.
Time.
I sure will. Yes, ma'am.
I'll
okay.
get with you.
All right.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, everybody. That, of course, was Miss Sherry Simmons from WRN. The network that you cannot live without. I'm going to go ahead and take a quick song break, and when I come back, I'm going to have CEO of Butterfly Cosmetics, April Holt Smith, on the line. So hang tight.
Take it away.
And you're listening to Envision Radio. I'm your host, Demetra Stewart, and you're listening to Envision Radio on Survival Radio Network, the network you can't live without. And hopefully I have Miss April Holt Smith on the line. April, are you there? Hello?
I'm here, Demetria.
Hi, April. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for holding and being a guest on the show tonight.
You're welcome.
Really excited to talk to you because you've been doing some pretty big things in a short amount of time.
Yes, I have, thanks to the grace of God. In the last seven months, Butterfly Cosmetics has really grown. We're in the process now of doing retransformation of Butterfly Cosmetics. I have a new PR team and business management, and we're going to launch a whole new campaign with new products, new look, everything is going to be redone with Butterfly Cosmetics.
Wow, that's awesome. I want to go back a little bit. When you were a little girl, because, you know, cosmetics, if anything, if you want to, you know how they have that term girly-girly and everything. If you want to come up, if anyone comes up with the word girly-girly and you look it up in the dictionary, I think cosmetics would be a part of that. You know, to be involved with cosmetics and really get in the detail of it, like me, I just put on, like, the same few things all the time. I don't really get deep into the cosmetics. But for people that do, I would think that you had to just be very girly-girly growing up. So were you one of those girly-girly little girls?
Yes, in my teenage years, I was. But doing little girls, I was from, I guess you would say, the old school. So the grandparents and the parents did not allow us to do it. But when I became a teenager, I got really involved in the makeup.
Okay. So when you got involved with makeup as a teenager, was that something that you were aspiring to do? Like, did you know, okay, I've got to get into the makeup industry? Or is that something that kind of fell into place later on? Like, did you have a career before you got into the makeup industry? What else were you doing?
Before I started doing makeup, I was teaching parenting classes. I had started a nonprofit, and I dealt with a lot of teenage moms. So I was teaching parenting classes to them and different other agencies. I got in the cosmetic business after I researched, and I had wanted to do it for a couple of years, but I never did have the drive to step out on faith. And last year I got that drive and ambition, so I stepped out on faith.
Awesome, and look what happened.
Yes.
So it's like God was saying, you know, I've been waiting for you to come. So trust me when I say I've been, like, following you, and you're doing big things, and it's blowing up. So I'm really I'm proud of you for that, because, you know, I'm all about,
you know, following your dreams and things of that nature. So I think that's pretty awesome.
Thank you so much.
No problem.
Now
go ahead.
No, I was going to also tell you my second company is about to launch, as you know, Metamorphosis Luxury Skincare Line. Will launch on October the 30th. It will be a whole separate company from Butterfly Cosmetics. So God has really been good to enable me in 7 months to launch a second company. So
wow,
I wanted to tell you about that one also.
Yeah, God is good. And you're
all
just getting started, so.
Yes.
Now, I want you to, if you can, just break down and tell us a few of the products that are in your beauty line.
I have Butterfly Cosmetics, is a full cosmetic line. I have foundations, eyeshadows, primers, concealers, lip glosses, lip treatments. I'm trying to name them all, Demetria.
Wow.
I have...
That's a lot already. Wow.
Yes.
Very impressive. Wow.
It's a full line. It's a fully line. Everything that you would need, I have it. Butterfly Cosmetics offers it.
Wow. That's awesome. And now I do have a question, since I do have someone who's a makeup expert on the line. I was always wondering, like, what tips would, you know, it's really hard, especially as an African-American woman. It's hard sometimes, you know, find that actual makeup that will fit your skin tone because we have so many different skin tones. And I see so many people wearing the wrong foundation as far as, you know, the one that should be matching them or whatnot, whether it's on the street in person or even on TV. And it's really hard to match it up. What tips would you give, you know, a woman? And you know what? Forget women. Men are doing it. You using makeup now, too. So what tip would you give someone as far as choosing the right makeup for their skin tone, whether it be foundation or maybe some eye color choices you would suggest for them?
Blending is a major for our skin tone. Butterfly Cosmetics is not only for the African-American. It's for all skin types. But a lot of women today have started to not really treat their skin. They're not treating their skin, and they're trying to cover it up with the wrong foundations.
Yeah.
When you're trying on foundations, you need to not be rushed. You need to go somewhere where you can actually sit down and really try the different foundations so you'll know what's good for your skin because you have all oily, dry skin. So you need to know which one is going to be right for you, if it's going to be the pressed, if it's going to be the liquid. You really need to know. I have on Butterfly Cosmetics line, we have over 8 different foundations.
Wow.
So we want to educate women. We're going to start next year, the first of next year. We're going to do a major campaign, but we're going to hit a lot of the major cities, and we're going to have where women can actually come in, test Butterfly Cosmetics, let our makeup artists match them with the correct foundations, lipstick, eyeshadows, and where they can know, and a lot of women keep makeup on when they shouldn't at night. You need to take that makeup off. You need to wash your face, put in a good moisturizer, and go to bed. But a lot of them leave it on, and then they wash it in the morning. But all of that is in your pores. It needs to be taken, removed. So we're going to hit those cities so we can educate and teach so they can learn the proper way. And then a lot of, you know, your gold blushes and the purples and the copper is really good for the darker tone.
Okay.
So, but you have to be educated on that. A lot of women just go, oh, this one just kind of looks good on me right now. But what's going to happen at night or when you're under the light? And they're not just they're not getting the right product.
Yeah.
You know, lighter pinks and reds, and maybe even some oranges. So you just have to get the right foundations for your skin because everyone can't wear the same thing.
Yeah. See, I'm glad I asked that question because I'm that type that'll just, I'm not really a makeup person anyway, but if I do put some on, you know, I'll put on like a couple of things.
But are you doing, you're doing the, where you're traveling in all the cities, of course you're going to do one of those classes here, right?
Yes, we're going to do Atlanta.
Please let me know when.
Okay, we're going to do Atlanta, Miami, New York, Houston, Dallas. I have a wonderful PR team, and she is getting all the cities set up. So Atlanta, I believe, is going to be our first stop. So I will definitely
let you
know.
You could take a camera with it and film it for reality. So see my.
And I forgot New Orleans. Off. We're going to New Orleans, so I left New Orleans off.
Dang. We'll talk about that stuff because that sounds interesting. I wanted you to give. I wanted you to let people that are listening to you how you've just be you turned your company. You've been blessed to have another one come up within 7 months. All of these things have happened to you. Looking back at everything, because I do this too, like this has been a really huge year for me. So I tend to sit back and like reflect on everything that's happened too, because you know we're so in the process of working and doing all of these things that sometimes we don't sit there and reflect like, dang, this is really happening to us. So when you're sitting back and you're reflecting and kind of rewinding back as far as your success now, what would you say is the number one factor? Is what would you attribute to your success?
The number one factor is God, by the grace of God. I sit back and think everything that has happened over the month has been by the grace of God, no one else. So I thank God for my success.
Wow, totally. And he is the number one person. Without him, none of us would be doing the things that we do.
Yes.
So what's next for Butterfly Cosmetics? I know, tell us about this event that you have coming up on the 30th.
The event on the 30th is the launch of my new men's skincare line, Metamorphosis. It's going to be a very unique event. It's by invite only because it's going to be, we're going to do something different that Atlanta is not used to. Atlanta is used to all the launch parties being very social. They're going to be in for a very, it's going to be, I can't even explain to you. It's going to be, they're going to be in for a treat. They're going to learn at this launch party. They're going to learn what Metamorphosis is, and they're going to learn about the brand. So it's going to be something very different that a lot of them is not going to be used to. It's going to be informational and educational.
Well, I'm excited because Envision Media will be in the house, so I'm excited about that.
We're going to have a massage therapist that's going to be there testing the products on gentlemen that's going to be there. We're going to have an esthetician there. We have one on our team now, and she's going to be there answering questions. They're going to be telling everyone about the products. So it's going to be really wonderful. We decided to make it invite only. So it would not be such a social event. We're there to handle business. And to bring the brand to Atlanta. And from Atlanta, we're going to move it on.
Awesome. Well, I'm excited about that. See, girl, man, you're doing the thing.
Thank you.
Now, I want you to tell everybody where they can find out more about you and Butterfly Cosmetics.
To purchase Butterfly Cosmetics, you can go to www.butterflycosmetics.com or www.butterflycosmetics.com. You can find us on Facebook, Butterfly Cosmetics, and you can also find me on Facebook at April Holt, H-O-L-T, Smith.
All right, great. Now, I'm going to end this conversation with this question. This is the first time I'm going to ask this. I'm going to ask this all my radio guests from now on. This is kind of a version of a question that I ask on my interviews as far as my magazine, Atlanta Ambition. And I want to ask you, April, what is your ambition? And by meaning that, from the word ambition that I have as far as my brand, it's for ambitious business and vision all in one. And as far as ambition, basically that's what is your legacy or your destiny that you want to have left behind once you're not here anymore? So what is your ambition?
What I want to leave behind, I'm a mother of three, and I want to be able to leave a legacy for them to carry on. I want to leave a legacy for my two daughters to carry on Butterfly Cosmetics. and I want to leave a legacy for my son to carry on Metamorphosis Luxury Skincare.
Cool.
I want to be able to touch men's and women's all over the world to leave my mark.
And I think you're going to do that, so you're on
Thank
the right
you.
Track. So, yeah, so I'm real proud
We're
of gonna you.
You're
going to
be a household brand.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about that. I totally agree with that. You're hustling. Huh?
I have one more thing. I wanted to also, for all media and for me to make appearances, I have a PR team, which is Vaj PR Firm, and that website is www.vajprfirm.com.
Okay. And there you have it, listeners. That was Miss April Holt-Smith, CEO of Butterfly Cosmetics. Make sure you check that out. And thank you so much again, April, for coming on the show.
Thank you, Demetria, for having me. Have a good night.
You too, and I'll see you on the 30th.
Okay, bye-bye.
And bye-bye. Okay, everybody, I'm going to go ahead and take a quick song break, and when I come back, I'm going to have my buddy Chuck Brown on the line, so hold tight.
Is something hear your voicemail, it make me wanna call and replay the way you talk, yeah. Boy, you're speaking my language. I hear you saying
that we'll be right here.
I hear you saying
I will dry your tears. You're ready for a wine, tea, and kiss.
I hear you saying never had nothing like this. Ooh.
Say if you will let go my love, yeah, yeah, then I would gladly give it up.
Ooh, baby, I'm
cold time
for your love, and I'm
cold time, baby, I'm ready.
When I'm with you, there is no place I'd rather be. Boy, this is not me. Don't stop what you're doing, yeah. When you come around, I don't know how to behave. I get so open from all the words you've spoken.
And we're back, and you're listening to Envision Radio. I'm your host, Demetra Stewart, and we are on Survival Radio Network, the network you can't live without. And, of course, everybody knows who that was, I'm sure, with those voices. That was SWV. Man, I love them. I need to try to get them on the show one day. But anyway, hopefully I have my buddy Chuck on the line. Are you there, Chuck?
Yes, I'm here.
What's up?
Not much. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for holding, and I appreciate you being on the show tonight.
Thank you for having me.
No problem. I want to talk to you a little bit. You got a lot of things going on, too. You're kind of, I wouldn't say you're quiet, but there's a lot of stuff I didn't know about you, so I want to just get into it.
Okay.
Well, first of all, I want to know a little bit about you before. What did you aspire to be as a kid?
Well, a lot of things. The first thing I told my mother I wanted to be was a writer, so that kind of followed suit. But like every kid, I went through my share of firemen, policemen, basketball player, football player, but ultimately it did come back to writing as well.
Oh, so you're actually, that's pretty cool. Just like me, I always wanted to be a businesswoman, so... So that's pretty cool when you get to, when you know what your destiny pretty much is at a young age. Not everybody's able to experience that.
Yeah, writing was my escape, so that's what I did when I was growing up. Like you said, I am a quiet person, so writing was my way of releasing.
Got it. Now, how was your childhood as far as releasing? Did you have a happy childhood, or were there things that you were just trying to block out, like by writing? Like your safe haven?
A little bit of both. I mean, I grew up in the inner city of Baltimore, so we had our fair share of excitement.
Yeah.
We weren't very fortunate, but at the same time, I tell people I really didn't know how poor we were until we got out of my community. And when I went away to college, I realized, wow, we were really poor. Yeah.
But you appreciate it more by seeing that, too, which is an amazing thing.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and I saw the value in having family and friends because, again, when you're in that situation, you cling to the people that you know, the people that you love, and it helps build your character.
That is so true. So true. And now, one thing I did find out about you, Chuck, that I had no idea and I thought was so cool, you're an ordained minister.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about that. Like, when did this happen? What made you go that direction? Like, I'm intrigued.
I knew that I was always different. I didn't realize that God was doing some things in my life the whole time that I was different from everybody else. But got saved in 1995. And moved to Pittsburgh in 95 I moved to Pittsburgh, but it was in 1999 that I was ordained as a deacon, and then the following year I was ordained as a reverend. So went through, you know, the process of school of ministry and really finding out what God was calling me to do and who I really was in him. So it was a long process that I believe started when I was just a kid.
Yeah. No, I could totally relate. Another thing as well, when I was just stating before, as far as knowing your destiny at a young age, also knowing that you're, you know, when you have that feeling, because, and I'm not saying I don't like to say things like that, but I'm the same way. I feel that, you know, I'm put here for a certain purpose. I always kind of knew I was different, even as a kid. It was kind of more of that soul searching as a kid, like what am I supposed to be doing? You know, I didn't really find out or really get it until my adult years, like the last couple of years, actually, as far as like, okay, this is what I'm supposed to be doing, you know, where it clicks. And some people, they never find that in their entire lifetime. So going to be a minister of that.
Yeah, that's actually one of the things that that's really important for me, is because I know a big part of my calling is to help other people to find their calling and then to walk it out, you know, whether it's in business, whether it's in in the ministry itself, whether it's, you know, in relationships with their family, their friends, their wives, husbands. So I know that my role in their lives, you know, just going to kind of show them the path that I took. Maybe something in what I went through will help somebody else. Maybe something that I experienced will relate to them or their lives in a way that they can say, well, maybe if I do this a little bit different, then I'll be better off down the road. So I can make a change in my life and kind of build from every experience that I've had.
Exactly. You hit the nail on the head. That's why you're my boy, man. Yes, that's what I'm talking about. That I just hate that there's such a small group of us, and I will categorize it like that, that think that way. Like, it's just sad that, you know, more of the positive things and, you know, the positive energy and the positive things that people are trying to do for others is just overshadowed by just such negativity and everybody out for themselves and greed. You know, it's just really sad. But it is, it's cool, though, because people like us, we tend to stand out more, even though the struggle is a lot harder. Mm-hmm. As far as, you know, getting people to try to realize what we're doing or try to, you know, to get people to change their lives or whatnot, because everybody's so focused on more glamorized type things. But I appreciate
right.
the hustle. And I see you doing that all the time. I see you always, you've been very supportive to me, like from the beginning. You were at my premiere of my channel. Like, you've just always been a very supporting figure with me, too. And you've just always been there, too. And I appreciate that as well. So I'm watching you.
Definitely. You know, I support people that I see who are doing what they say they're doing. You know, it's one thing to say it, but then there's another thing to actually do it. And so
yeah.
I'm trying to keep up with people like yourself and people like April who know what they want to do and they're really pursuing it. And we have to support each other because
yeah.
not a lot of people will.
No, and we're such a small group that we should. People don't realize that if we all work together, we would get further along. Like, you cannot, and especially being in the entertainment industry, it is a huge entity. You cannot do things by yourself. Like, it's just so wide range that you're going to need a team to make it in that business. And some
right.
people are so focused on holding connects and being ugly towards each other. If we all just worked together, everybody would reach their goals a lot faster.
I agree, and that's one of the things that, you know, I found since coming to Atlanta about a year and a half ago. There are so many things that I want to do, and I was actually telling my wife a couple of days ago that it gets frustrating because, you know, you have all these things that you know you can do, but you can't do it by yourself, and everybody
yeah.
seems to be, you know, going in so many different directions. You feel like you get stymied sometimes just because you can't do everything yourself.
Yeah, that's true. And you know what? That could, like, determine whether you make it or not as well.
Right, right. And that's why it's really important to support, you know, and, you know, just listening to what April was saying about the cosmetic line and everything that she's doing. You know, I'm proud
mm-hmm.
of her, and I don't know her that well.
Yeah.
But,
mm-hmm.
you know, you kind of cheer for people who are really doing positive things and, you know, building
yeah.
their brand and just keep pushing forward. You know, we have to.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, when you're on Facebook and you connect with all these different people, you know, everybody's mutually connected somehow. You have no choice but to, like, follow their growth. If they're doing exciting things and you're seeing that they're really actually doing it, it kind of gets exciting. Like, you know, me on the outside, I have people watching me and telling me that about myself. But then on the other hand, I'm watching people such as yourself, such as April. You know, kind of like 2012 has been an amazing year for a lot of us. And I'm watching all this growth. So, you know, it's really exciting to see.
It is. It is. And I think the best is yet to come. And I think we're all laying a foundation for where we're trying to be. And so that's why, you know, everything that we're talking about, everything that we're doing, we're just building layers on layers on layers and just kind of really reaching for that highest peak. Like, some people have told us things, and I'm sure they've told you as well, that you can't do the things that you want to do. But that's
yep.
when you kick it into that next level, that next gear, and then you just keep doing it until it gets done. And then the key for me is it's not just about me. So as I continue to grow, as I continue to do things and expand my business and venture off into all these other areas, I have to bring other people with me. And then I have to teach them and train them to do the same thing, because there is there's room for everybody.
Yeah, there's money for everybody.
We just have to really have part to do it. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Like, how rich does someone want to be? It's like, dang. Like, there's enough money out there for everybody. It just, it gets really ugly. And it's just, like, it's just ridiculous. We could all be a lot further. But you know what? The people that are supportive, like, you know, as far as the circles that we run in, as far as the supportive aspects and the people that we do deal with in business and whatnot, we have everything covered anyway. So the ones that aren't being supportive and trying to be greedy and do their own thing, they're going to, like, regret it later on, because we're going to continue to grow and they're not. So
sounds good to me.
Yeah. But I want to talk to you about your book, Devil in the Mirror, and you're writing a screenplay right now.
Yes. Actually, the book is... 6 years in the making, 7 years in the making. It started off from difficult experiences that I went through, my family went through. And again, it was one of the, writing was one of those ways of expressing myself, releasing some hurt, releasing some anger, talking about the difficult things that when I was by myself, I didn't have anyone to talk to about it. I could write it. I could get in that quiet space with God and just release. And it allowed him to write some things through me. I've written a lot of stuff in my life, and I tell people all the time that God wrote this book through me. And part of the reason that it's taken this long for me to actually publish it was because God didn't release some things in it. I had some anger in there because I was hurt by people. The people that I hurt, I couldn't really express certain things to them. So the book allowed me to get a lot off of my chest, but some of it wasn't God. So I had to reevaluate it, take some things out, write it the way God said, write it in the beginning. And then I had to wait for God to release it so that the goal behind it is that other people can see the things that I've been through, to see the process that I've been through, and that they can also get the healing and deliverance that they need so that they can become a better person, a better Christian, a better husband, a better wife, a better son, whatever the case might be. I believe there's something in it for everybody to become a better person, because you'll identify with some parts of it, whether you are a man, a woman, a boy, or a girl. There's something in it for everybody.
Wow. And we need to, you know what, you just gave me an idea for a project. Well, we'll talk about that later. That's how my brain works. It's always on. I'm sorry.
Oh, I know. I know. That's the same way with mine. Same way with my brain.
But I want
to keep going.
Now, I want to ask you before I go real quick, because the show has to go. But you are coming to Survival Radio Network soon, and you have a radio show coming on, too. I want you to plug that real quick.
Absolutely. We're going to be starting the first Wednesday in November, so that's November the 7th from 10 to 11. We're going to do it every Wednesday at that time. The show is called Fellas Night Out, so it's going to be a show geared around men, guys, boys, and the things that interest us. It's our time to talk. We'll also have females on it, too, so... Yeah, we'll have some ladies on as well, so it's not going to be, you know, a female bashing thing. It's all about building. It's all about creating dialogue. So we'll talk about everything, you know, news, entertainment, sports, cars, anything that come up, we'll just talk about it from a guy's perspective. Because we always hear it's easy for women to get together and talk, and you can talk about anything all the time. We know how that goes. But, you know, very seldom do you have a platform where guys can sit down and talk. But we're going to do it from a light atmosphere with a lot of guest comics coming on to talk about current events, politics, things like that. It's going to be a really awesome show. We're going to have guest correspondents dealing with sports. We're going to have I can't give up who's coming on the first show yet. But it's going to be a fantastic show, and it's just going to keep rolling from there.
No.
So it's going to be really exciting, really exciting.
Man, I'm excited about that because I'm curious, too. You know, when you think of guys talking, you just think that you guys just sit around and talk about football and women's body parts, but I can't wait.
Oh, yeah, we will talk about some of that as well, yeah.
You're going to have some wives calling in, women calling like, no, that's not true.
Oh, yeah, we'll get some of that, I'm sure. But it's going to be good.
Yeah, I'll be one of those.
It's going to be good dialogue. Yeah, we'll have the engineers make sure we're screening the calls before people come on live.
I like the concept. I love it. I think it's cute. So interested to hear it or whatnot. I want you to tell everybody where they can find out more about Chuck Brown, about Devil in the Mirror, any posts that you may have coming up, or
okay.
Is there a website or anything that you have?
Yeah, the best way right now is to go to www.expectedendentertainment, and it's all together, expectedendentertainment.com, and it'll have links on there about all of the things that we're doing, from the film to the radio to the book, as well as some profile information. And then you can also go to my personal page, which is cnathanielbrown.com. So either of those locations are the best way to get us. Of course, you can always find us on Facebook as well, at either of those locations, Expected Entertainment, or you can search for Chuck Brown Photography.
Cool. Oh, yeah. How long have you been taking photos, too? You take awesome photos.
All right. Thank you. I've been doing photography for forever. As a writer, I used to hang out with the photographers at the newspapers and magazines that I worked with, and it was a hobby that I loved so much. I learned from them and ended up turning it into a business. I just picked up a camera and said, hey, I want to be able to do this. I learned some things on my own, started searching on the internet, and not to plug something else, but I am writing a book about how to start a photography business as well. So kind of like what you said,
cool.
You know, your brain is always going. So I have a book coming out. That'll be coming out in January, and it's called Autofocus, How to Start a Photography Business in 7 Days.
Oh, snap. You need to get that in colleges.
Oh, yeah, I'm working on that, too. Absolutely.
Because I know in my field, visual communications, we take photography and stuff.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, I want to ask you, I don't know if you were listening earlier when, I was talking to April. I have this new thing I'm going to do now, because in my Atlanta Ambition magazine, I always ask the last interview question is, what is your ambition? And now that I've came up with the whole Envision brand, which means ambitious, business, and vision all in one, I want to ask at the end of every interview on my radio show, what is your ambition? Basically, what legacy would you want to leave back, or what would you want people to remember about Chuck Brown once you were gone?
Well, the reason I came up with the business name Expected End Entertainment, it came from a scripture, Jeremiah 29:11, and it basically said, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope in the future. And then the King James version of that says plans, to give you an expected end. So that's where the term came from, for Expected End Entertainment. So everything that I'm doing, I'm trying to, lay a foundation for those that come behind me, to show people the way to go and to remind them that God's got them. And so if we continue to pass that legacy along, if I continue to pass that legacy along, and it'll be a generational blessing as opposed to the generational curses that we've gotten, to this point in a lot of our families. So my legacy for those that are coming behind me, for my children, for my grandson, is that it be one of an example of Christ, and that everything that I'm doing is going to set that foundation for them to follow.
Awesome man in the show. I want to thank you so much, Chuck, for coming on the show. It was an awesome interview.
Thank you. It was my pleasure. I'm glad to be a part.
Yeah, no problem. We'll definitely be in touch. But like I said, I had a show idea come up, man, when you were talking
okay.
to me.
All right, sounds good.
All right, Chuck, thanks again. Talk to you soon.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. All right, everybody. Of course, that was Mr. Chuck Brown. A good friend of mine came on the show, and April as well, too. Great guests. This is a great show. They're doing awesome things. I want to go ahead and close out the show. Of course, we ran a little bit over time, but oh well, that's okay. And I want to thank everybody again for tuning in tonight. I would love to thank, of course, Ms. Sherry Simmons. And I want to say thank you to April Holt Smith as well as Chuck Brown for coming on the show too. And make sure you check out my brand Envision Media and all of my other media entities, Atlanta Envision Magazine, my cable channel Envision Television Network, this show Envision Radio, and the other fabulous hosts with Survival Radio Network, of course the network you can't live without. All of this and more can be found on my envisionmedia.com, and of course Envision Films and Envision Talent as well can be found on envisionmedia.com. And also go to my business page on Facebook under Demetra D.D. Stewart. Click like to stay updated. And don't forget, if you are still in the Atlanta area, on the 19th of October, I meant to say this is the George Wallace Foundation that is going on, okay, on the 19th. And it is the George Wallace. He's headlining a show for childhood obesity. It's a benefit. October 19th at the Buckhead Theater at 3110 Roswell Road, Northwest, Atlanta, Georgia, 30305. It's at 7 o'clock, October 19th. For more information on the event, you can call back at 678-819-3663. Again, 678-819-3663. I'm going to try to have Mr. George Wallace. He's probably going to be on the show before that event so we can talk to him a little bit more about that as well. And also, I want you to make sure that you vote for everybody that's not interested in voting or just claims they don't have the time. All it takes is one vote. Go there and make sure that you register. You know, a lot of people have a lot to say about the elections and things that are going on, and they're not even taking the time to vote. So if you do not vote, you do not have the right to complain. So make sure you go and vote and make sure you have your voice. It does make a difference. You have no idea. Again, go and vote. Get off your butt and go and vote. And also to check out some more information, again, on our guest tonight, Ms. April Holt Smith, you can go to butterflycosmetics.com and find out about her products and where she's going to have those cool classes, which I need to go to one for real. And also on Mr. Chuck Brown at expectedinentertainment.com, and you can also check him out at cnathanielbrown.com. And I'm going to go ahead and take off now. So until next Tuesday, 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, God bless, stay ambitious, and I'm dropping the mic.